Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Time for another college football preview. I'm Matt Leon, and today we take a look at the Delaware Valley University Aggies. Del Val out in Doylestown, truly one of the premier Division III football programs in the country. Aggies went 12-1 last season, advancing all the way to the NCAA quarterfinals. This season, Del Val opens up on the road this Saturday, September 2nd. Aggies will visit SUNY Cortland. Had the chance to speak with head coach Duke Greco about his group. So as we're talking now, you're into game week. When it comes to the preseason, did you get everything you'd hoped out of training camp as far as getting answers to questions, kind of learning what this group's all about?
Yeah, I feel like we had a really good camp. We answered a lot of questions. I think the biggest thing here is the energy here was fantastic with our guys. Like, I feel like we're hungrier than ever, and the kids are really excited to get going. That energy you can feel with the team the entire way through camp, and right now we're sitting at game week, and we're ready to roll.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and did you get the answer you wanted?
I don't know what the biggest question is. I think it's really just to find out who we are, offensively and defensively. We put in a lot, and you try to see what guys step up to see, you know, what's going to drive us going into week one, and then we'll switch things around going to week two. But it's just trying to find out who we are and what we do best. So I don't have a specific thing like we were looking for, but it's more, you know, as a whole, who are we going to be?
Your defense the last several years has just been so good. I know you had some holes to fill on that side of the football. Where are the strengths on the defense right now?
Coach Brady, Coach Wright, they do an amazing job with the defense. And we've had great players, which makes it a little, you know, it's what you need to be successful. I think for us, we're fortunate. We have two linebackers back, Nick Chapman, and one of our captains, Anthony Pantaleo. They're back. And we've had a good camp. Those guys, I mean, the expectation of the defense would be the same as before. And here, I think it's weird. Like, you lose great players every year, and that's why we've been good. So last year we lost the Noble Twins and Blaine Netterman and Youssef and a bunch of guys, but we got great players back and some guys that are hungry to step up and start their own legacy. So it's exciting.
How about the other side of the football? What's the offense looking like?
It's nice this year. We have a quarterback's back, Louis Berrios. He's back. So from that standpoint, we felt comfortable going in. And tailback-wise, we have Julian White back and some guys there. So it's good. I think we're right now, we're just like ready to find out who we are and to put it in play. But we definitely like our pieces and like what we're going into with week one.
To that point, how long does it take you to really get a feel for what a group is capable of? How long, you know, maybe it's halfway through the preseason, maybe it's not to like week 5 or 6 till you really feel comfortable that what a group's ceiling is, you know, what they've got down deep. How long does it take you?
I'm not the smartest guy, so it takes me a while. I usually feel like most years it takes me week three, week four to kind of figure out who we are truly. Fortunate for us and for myself is, you know, staff here does a much better job of that, and they're able to figure it out quicker. I think schematically we kind of know who we are right now, we think, but then you really don't know till the bullets are flying. Saturday when it comes, man, you see what guys really, shine more than you anticipate them shining in the lights. And fortunately here, there's always like four or five guys who you like and think are ready. And then that game comes and you're like, they're better than we thought. We got to find ways to get them the football, get them more involved.
To that point, to this point, is there any group, position group that has surprised you as far as being further along than you thought? Maybe a group that you thought was going to be kind of a project, but now looks like it could be a strength?
I'm not trying to cop out. For me, not really. Like we kind of think what we have is what we have. Like defensive line wise, we look great. And I'm an offensive guy. I see us going against our D-line every day, and they're ready. Linebacker-wise, definitely ready. And secondary-wise, there's some guys there that have been in the program that are really good players, like Damian Smith and Ralph Torres and Darius. So I just like where we're at, and I think we just need to play. And I'm looking forward to see us play and see see what type of energy and enthusiasm we come out with Saturday.
You mentioned having Louis Barrios back at quarterback. How much does having experience at that position accelerate things as far as it just opens things up?
Yeah, we have a lot more in now than we did last year at this time, and that's a compliment to Louie and also Nick Arcaroli, who's a junior too. I love our QB room, those two guys, and we have a freshman here, Dustin Long, who it's a great room, and they soak a lot of stuff up. Like they're all football heads, and really here though, we're fortunate. I think all the guys on the team are those type of guys, so it helps a lot having experience back in that room in that position, and it allows us to do a little bit more, which is nice.
And just talk about, I feel like I talk about this, you guys have had so much success and the standard is so high. Just talk about maintaining that and just how much of it goes into the room, the locker room, where the kids realize that and they hold each other accountable to this high level of success.
Our guys, here it's all about the players. I mean that, like it's, I've said it before to you. I mean, it's locker room led, and these guys, we got a special type of kid here. And for me, sometimes it's tough because the standard's so high and you want to make the alumni proud, you want to make the university proud. But really, man, it's us competing against each other and trying to set a new standard year in and year out. And this group is doing that right now. This group works really, really hard. We're detail-oriented. That's something for me. We still want more, and we expect more here. We need to continue to push each other to be that way. But they get it. And here, these guys, there's a legacy before them, and now it's their turn to leave their legacy. And our players take a lot of pride in that.
That will do it for our look at the Delaware Valley University Aggies. Want to thank head coach Duke Greco for taking the time to talk. That Aggie season opener at SUNY Cortland, that's a noon kickoff on Saturday. We will have another college football preview coming your way soon. I'm Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.